Welcome to episode 1417 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine a world where you cannot trust what anyone says, where every statement might be false, where you have no way of knowing what is real. In such a world, very little would be possible. You could not make plans, could not build relationships, could not conduct business, could not pursue justice, could not learn, could not grow. Without truth, without the ability to rely on what is said, human life as we know it would be impossible. Yet we live in an age where truth is increasingly questioned, where alternative facts and fake news compete with reality, where spin and deception are normalized, where people inhabit separate realities based on what they choose to believe. The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness. But the commandment is rooted in something deeper, the recognition that truth is essential to human flourishing. That trust depends on truthful communication, that societies cannot function without reliable speech. Proverbs 12, verse 19.
Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
Truthful speech is foundational. It lasts. It builds. Lying is temporary. It collapses. It destroys. Trust is one of the most precious things a community can have, and trust depends entirely on truth. When you know that someone tells you the truth, you can trust them. You can rely on what they say. You can make plans based on their words. You can open your heart to them. But when someone lies to you, even once, something shifts. You begin to wonder, what else have they lied about? Can I trust anything they say? Are they trustworthy at all? One lie can shatter years of trust. One falsehood can undermine a relationship. One instance of false witness can destroy credibility. This is why truth is so fundamental. Truth is the foundation on which trust is built. Without truth, trust is impossible. Ephesians 4, verse 25.
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
We are interconnected. We depend on each other. And that interdependence requires truth. When you lie to someone, you are breaking the bonds of community. You are saying, I do not trust you enough to be honest with you. I do not respect you enough to tell you the truth. But when you speak truthfully, you are affirming, I trust you. I respect you. I value our relationship more than any advantage I might gain through deception. Here is something crucial. Speech is not merely descriptive. Speech is creative. It shapes reality and relationships. When you speak truthfully about something, you are affirming reality as it actually is. You are helping others understand what is real. You are aligning yourself and others with truth. But when you lie, you are attempting to reshape reality, trying to create a false version of what is true, trying to get others to believe something that contradicts reality. Consider what happens when false witness is widely believed. An innocent person is condemned because false testimony convinces people of their guilt. A guilty person escapes justice because false testimony creates doubt about what actually happened. A community divides because different people believe contradictory false versions of the truth. Resources are misdirected based on false information about where they are needed. People make decisions that harm themselves and others based on false understanding of reality. False speech does not merely communicate wrong information. False speech actually reshapes what people believe is real. False speech changes behavior, determines outcomes. Consider the systems that depend on truth. Justice. A legal system depends on truthful testimony. Judges and juries need reliable information to determine guilt and innocence. If witnesses lie, if evidence is falsified, if testimony is distorted, justice becomes impossible. Commerce. Business depends on truthful communication. When you buy something, you trust that what the seller says about it is true. When you make a contract, you trust that the terms as stated are accurate. If deception is common, commerce becomes challenging. Medicine. Healthcare depends on truthful communication. Patients must truthfully report their symptoms. Doctors must truthfully communicate diagnoses and treatment options. Researchers must truthfully report their findings. If deception is common, people die. Education. Learning depends on truthful communication. Students trust that what teachers tell them is accurate. Scholars trust that research is honestly reported. If deception is common, knowledge becomes distorted. Relationships. Personal relationships depend on truthful communication. Partners trust each other. Parents and children trust each other. Friends trust each other. If deception is common, intimacy is threatened. Government. Democratic governance depends on truthful communication. Citizens must have reliable information to make voting decisions. Officials must tell the truth about policies and their effects. If deception is common, true self-government becomes impossible. All of these systems, the systems that allow human society to function, depend fundamentally on truthful communication. Remove truth and all of these systems could collapse. Studies from organizations like the Pew Research Center consistently show that a majority of Americans believe misinformation is a major societal problem and encounter it regularly, especially on social media platforms where speed and virality often outrun verification. The spread of false or misleading claims during major events, such as elections, public health crises, or geopolitical conflicts, demonstrates how easily inaccurate narratives can shape public perception before truth can catch up. In addition, the rise of clickbait headlines and algorithm-driven content has incentivized exaggeration and partial truth-telling, rewarding engagement over accuracy. Beyond formal misinformation, everyday practices like gossip, online pylons, selective editing of videos, and reputational attacks in comment threads reflect a cultural tolerance for speech that harms others without full regard for truth. Even in professional contexts, issues like resume inflation, misleading advertising, and strategic spin in corporate or political communication reveal how bending the truth is often treated as acceptable or even expected. Taken together, these patterns suggest that false witness is not only present, but frequently embedded in the systems and habits of contemporary communication, making the call to truthful, responsible speech both more difficult and more urgently needed. The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness because God sees what happens when false speech becomes common. God sees the damage, sees the breakdown. God opposes it. Here is something important. Telling the truth is often an act of love. When you tell someone the truth, even when it is difficult, you are respecting them. You are treating them as someone worthy of honesty. You are valuing the relationship enough to risk discomfort for the sake of reality. But when you lie, even with good intentions, you are diminishing the other person. You are treating them as someone who cannot handle the truth. You are prioritizing your own comfort over their right to know reality. Ephesians 4, verse 15.
Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ.
Speaking the truth in love. This is the vision. Not harsh truth that wounds, not comfortable lies that protect, but truthful speech that is motivated by love and care for the other person. When you tell someone something difficult but true, when you do it in a way that respects them and honors the relationship, you are demonstrating love. You are saying, I care about you enough to tell you the truth. I respect you enough to treat you as someone who can handle reality. The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness, but there are promises attached to truthful speech. Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2.
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart.
Those who speak truth are those who are truly blessed. The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness. But the commandment flows from a deeper recognition. Truth is essential to human flourishing. Without truth, trust is impossible. Without trust, community is impossible. Without community, flourishing is impossible. Truthful speech is how we build the world we need. It is how we protect each other, how we create the conditions for justice and genuine relationship. When we speak truthfully, we honor the Ninth Commandment. We build trust. We create communities where people can depend on each other. We participate in the work of making the world a place where human beings can thrive. Truth matters. Not because it is an abstract principle, but because it is the foundation on which all of human flourishing rests. Father, help us understand that truth is not optional. It is essential. Help us see that trust depends entirely on truthful communication. Help us recognize the damage that false witness causes. And help us become people known for reliability and honesty, whose words can be trusted because they reflect reality. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.